WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. I am Lightning Skrull, and that means you are tuned into Cause and Effect. Each week, we pick one artist and sort of celebrate their influences, if they've been around long enough, the bands who are inspired by them, musicians within their peer group, if they've covered bands, some of the original versions of songs. But tonight we're doing something just a little bit different. We're going to celebrate John Peel because it is his birthday. He was born on August 30th, 1939. Unfortunately, he passed away of a heart attack in 2004, so he's no longer with us. But it seems apropos to celebrate the life of John Peel, especially at WRIR, because he is a man who single-handedly, truly worshipped all things underground, independent. He helped bring so many genres to, especially the sort of traditional white top 40 world that would have never heard some of the really underground, beautiful blues and reggae. Truly, you name the genre, punk rock, post-punk, grunge, he brought it to the airwaves first. He was from England, but he did DJ in the States for a little bit of while, kind of cut his teeth in the States, and then went back to the UK where he became the longest running DJ on the BBC Radio 1. And so, first I should mention that we have a guest in the studio. Hello, Kenneth. How are you?
Grand. How are you?
Wonderful. We've been sort of obsessing on John Peel because what had happened was, I guess, a year after he passed away, they found in his massive record collection, which is what,
26,000 LPs, 40,000 singles.
Not to mention CDs, other
CDs
formats.
Galore, cassettes, Matrix.
They found this one small wooden box filled with 146 7-inch singles. And it turns out that John Peel was trying to sort of collect his favorite 45s in one place. And anybody who is a record collector and passionate about music knows that that box would probably have an ever-rotating cast of characters in it. So it sort of leaves off, since he passed away sort of surprisingly, he really never had a chance to complete the box. So we're sort of left with this mysterious group of 146 records that aren't necessarily what you'd expect him to pick, and probably not all of what he would have liked to have picked. So there's certainly some things missing that you would perhaps expect to see. Is there anything, Kenny, you want to add to the tale and legend that is John Peel?
Let's get to the music, but happy birthday, John, and why don't we get things started? What do we have first, Lightning's Girl?
It's going to be hard to remember my on-air name. So we're hearing, behind me first was Ray Martin with Blue Tango, which was the first record John ever purchased. It came out in 1952, and now behind me is Al Casey's Surfin' Hootenanny from 1963, and we'll talk a little bit more about John Peel's legend, how he got started in radio, but yeah, let's get to a couple songs at least.
Come on, the victor! sorrows, it stands without a doubt. But where there is no women, you can really count out, because I got a woman, she's nobody's woman but mine. Oh, my. She's nobody's woman, nobody's woman but mine. Oh, my.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Couscous Restaurant, congratulating Jacob Goff on his promotion to executive chef. Couscous offers a seasonal Moroccan and Mediterranean menu, including falafel, lamb, chicken, and vegan dishes, plus desserts made in-house. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, with dinner Monday through Saturday. For menu reservations or carryout, call 804 358-0868 or visit couscous900.com. Couscous 900 West Franklin Street in the Chesterfield Apartment Building. And do you think you have what it takes to be a WRIR DJ? Do you want to join the elite company of volunteers that keeps Richmond supplied with the best music and local content week after week? It's not all fun and games, but if you're a real music nut and you're willing to make the commitment, we're always looking for trainees, revolving substitutes, and show hosts. You can take the first step to this path by emailing beadj@wrir.org or visiting our website, wrir.org, and clicking on the Volunteer Opportunities button. And the wrir.org website is, in fact, where tonight's set list will live. So if you're curious about the songs you hear during our John Peel birthday tribute, then you could find them there. And if you have any specific questions about a song we played, you can always call it 804-649-9737. So, guest Kenny, thanks again for being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we just heard?
All right. Currently, the bed underneath us is Don French singing Lonely Saturday Night, which I believe was a Peel favorite while at boarding school. Record he listened to quite a bit. Pretty identifiable song title for a lot of people, too, most likely. Prior to that was Jody Reynolds with Endless Sleep and Charlie Feathers with Nobody's Woman. Consequently, there were also two copies of that single in John Peel's box.
And I think there's also more than one Charlie Feathers song as well. I think there was like two or three records by that artist as well.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably get into, he had multiple copies of certain records. before that was Johnny Fortune with Dragster, and Al Casey kicked that block off with Surf and Hootenanny.
And give me a mojo hand. So let's talk a little bit about his upbringing. He was raised just outside of Liverpool, and as most music fanatics know, that is the home turf territory to the Beatles. So after John's parents split up, he went to boarding school, did some time in the military service, and then his dad thought it would be best to ship him off to America, where he was miserable and quite lonely. And as already an outsider, I think it was like a school housemaster described a quote about John, who was very, very excited about music from a young age, and he just would sort of sit around by himself listening to records on his bedroom floor, and he hoped that John could form some kind of nightmarish career out of his enthusiasm for unlistenable records and his delight in writing long and fastidious essays. And I think it's kind of wonderful to think that this sort of freaky character that he felt really outsider-y and a lot of people didn't relate to him, he actually managed to turn his love of records into truly his entire life that he dedicated himself to. And so, Kenny, why don't you talk about how the Beatles were kind of the best thing that ever happened to him accidentally?
Given the proximity to Liverpool that the Peels or the Ravenscrofts existed in, when John was shipped to the U.S. and got his start in radio, he was labeled pretty much a Beatles expert, given that he was the only Englishman, I believe, at the station.
In Dallas?
In Dallas, yeah, at the time. So, consequently, that truly led to him being able to play music from that area, and specifically the Beatles and other tracks. And what began the trend of Peel kind of going against the top 40 boundaries and really starting to play whatever he wanted, and it kind of being okay.
It's a beautiful and inspiring thing that you can sort of fall into calling into a radio station to say, you don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Beatles in England, and clearly you don't know anything. And then they invite him on air, and suddenly he's a DJ. And suddenly that will be the rest of his life, and no less pitching music that nobody else was willing to give a chance, no less share on air. It's kind of a really inspiring story. It's no wonder he's a hero to the radio
exactly.
community.
Speaking of music, nobody wanted to hear on air. I think that leads to what are we listening to right now?
So we have Lightnin' Hopkins behind us with Mojo Hand, and he managed to play this on a contemporary top 40 station, which is about as rebellious as you could possibly get during that time period. I mean, it was really, you know, not quite playing the Sex Pistols on air, but certainly that surprising and unfamiliar to a 1960s listening audience. So we just heard Lightnin' Hopkins, and now we're going to hear a cover of Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Alan Price's version of I Put a Spell on You, and we'll come back and tell you a little bit more about these records in a bit.
Just can't stand it, babe. We are always running around. I just can't stand it. The way you always put me down. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. I put a spell on you.
Just one side. Never stop to cry. God. think of love, but you do not see. Cause words are words and they mean nothing more. With half a mind you laugh at me. Cause I speak of colors you've never seen before. You've existed in a light that will someday show. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go.
Get ready for WRAR's Fun Drive. It starts September 14th at 5 p.m. This is not your ordinary Fun Drive. WRAR Fun Drives are a showcase of music, interviews, and food. You can donate now. To reserve your Fun Drive t-shirt, go to WRAR.org, click donate, and see you on the radio. I am Lightning's Girl. I am sharing the airwaves this evening with Kenny, and together we are celebrating John Peel's birthday by playing records from his infamous record box, which means right before he passed away, he started putting together a pile of records, the kind of thing that if your house was on fire and you gathered your wife and your kids and your pets, you would grab a handful of other objects on the way out, and this would be the records he would grab on the way out. So out of the 140 some of them, we had to narrow it down to what you could play on air in 2 hours. And so these are kind of our favorites. There was a wonderful, was it a BBC documentary?
You know, I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it was actually, which is peculiar since they document absolutely everything.
And meticulously, we're big fans of BBC documentaries in general. But we became kind of obsessed with this because we watched a short documentary on it, and that sort of inspired me to bring this show together. And then I realized his birthday fell on a Thursday, and the rest is radio history.
Voila.
So tell us what we just heard.
We are currently listening to the Beatles. John's,
I think I know them.
John owes them a lot. Come Together. And prior to that was The Misunderstood with I Can Take You to the Sun. And John Peel actually managed that group. And consequently, he, while he was in the States, he sent them over to the UK to seek fame and told them that it was totally fine if he stayed at his parents' house. And so when The Misunderstood arrived at John's parents' doorstep, they had no idea that they were showing up. And it was one of those scenarios where John's brother is quoted with just like, well, John. Like,
another John thing.
Another band at the house. Prior to that was Medicine Head with One and One is One. And that was actually released on John Peel's record label.
Wait, I thought that song was His Guiding Hand. No?
It is. Sorry. It's on the record One and One. These darn notes. Before that, Ann Peebles with I Can't Stand the Rain. And prior to that, Alan Price with I Put a Spell on You.
What's her? Oh, Lightning Hopkins with Mojo Hand. We already talked about that track, so we won't talk more about it. But we will say that once he left Texas, he jumped to Oklahoma City, where he worked for KOMA, and then on to Cayman in San Bernardino, California, where I think at this point he's still using his real name, which is John Ravencroft. And it was sort of like a breakfast show, and he showcased a lot of English artists as well as his kind of wild card picks. And we talked about earlier that he played things that you just wouldn't necessarily always hear on top 40 radio. So we're going to kind of fade out the Beatles and go back into more music. Unless, Kenny, do you have anything else to add there?
No. I think this brings us up to a nice place.
Yeah, this and is... this set is a darn fine one, if I don't say so myself. Lots of great 60s rock. And it's really interesting, too. He picks, you know, when you think about what you would play in your or put in your record box, it looks like he started this collection thinking quite heavily about the records he grew up listening to. And I think, you know, if I had to think about what would go in my record box, it would probably represent a lot of the things that sort of got me started on my way to collecting records and remind me of my youth. So I think it makes sense that we see a lot of 60s and 70s things. But without further ado, we have The Idle Race with Here We Go Round the Lemon Tree, which I believe is a cover of the Move song.
Mister, can you hear me? Here we go round the lemon tree. Mister, don't come near me.
But I calm her down by throwing stones at her. If only I could make the right approach to her. Think I'd rather tame a tiger, turn those lemons into cider. Side.
You wouldn't have Thank you. My friend.
broadcast of WIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea. Family-owned and operated, Rostov's roasts coffee on premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrements, and cups to go. Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rostovs.com. I'd also like to tell you that RadioForAll.net is a vast online archive of podcasts, including those of many WIR music programs, available without charge or membership to the general public. Radio for All is created by an all-volunteer A-Infos radio project. The project went online in 1997 by a grassroots broadcasters, free radio journalists, and cyber activists to provide themselves with the means to share radio programs via the internet. Their goal remains to support and expand the movement for democratic communications worldwide. The project exists as an alternative to corporate and government media and to enable the expression of creativity. To access thousands of hours of audio content or to support A-Infos radio project, visit www.radioforall.net. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about John Peel's very special record box, as it is his birthday. I have a guest in the studio, and that would be Kenny, who's going to tell us what we just heard.
We are currently talking over Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Sorry, Paul.
Sorry, Paul. Him or me, what's it going to be? For that, we had the MC5 with Looking at You, and that's another two-copy artist in the record box. We had Smoke with My Friend Jack, The Factory, Path Through the Forest, The Yardbirds, Happenings 10 Years, a band kind of known for bringing blues into popular music thanks to a pretty talented cast of members in that band that went on to do a lot of other stuff. But those are different shows. The Move with I Can Hear the Grass Grow. The Chef Clefs of Lavender Hill. Stop. Get a ticket. The Nice. Or is it just Nice? Are those two different bands? Nice.
Nice.
With The Thoughts of Emeralist Davjack. And that block started off with The Idle Race. Here We Go Around the Lemon Tree.
Man, that set felt really good. Some sets, you know, you play them and you're like, yeah, it was pretty good. And that set, it was, I could hardly contain myself. It was making me super happy. I think we're now sort of talking about the fact that he decides to go, John Peel, that is, decides to go back to the UK. And he spends a little bit of time on an offshore pirate radio station in 1967, and there was a movie very loosely based on this sort of general illegal radio station called Pirate Radio. And when that kind of fell apart, he then, in 1967, joined the BBC pop music station, BBC Radio 1, and he really never looked back. He's been a part of the BBC Radio family ever since, bringing day after day, week after week, year after year, incredible cutting-edge music of every possible genre. He really touted, besides all of the English stuff and blues and R&B and soul and States, he then moves back to the UK and starts touting the beginnings of punk rock, then post-punk, reggae, dub. Really, there wasn't a genre that he would avoid. If he felt that this up-and-coming band was something special, he wanted to share it with you first, and that's really what he excelled at. Am I forgetting anything?
I think you've got it all, and I think it's probably good to note that last set was probably a pretty nice segue from the States back to the UK, as it actually all kind of fell within that time period in which he was transitioning over. So I don't know if that was intentional, but either way, good job.
Thanks. So the time is now 8:01. You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Behind me is the Galinsky Brothers with Bloody. He had two copies of this record in his record box, and it was from 1980. And we're going to just get back to some more music.
So depressed. Still you gotta have a laugh.
And this next song is dedicated to David.
You serve my natural emotions. You make me feel under the hood.
I'm going to dedicate this song to Lisa. It seems appropriate that if you're driving right now, why not a song called Traffic Lights? Mm-hmm. And Kenny, why don't you tell us what else we heard?
Prior to Traffic Lights by Antisocial, we heard Negatives with Love Is Not Real, The Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have, The Quads, There Must Be Thousands, The Users, Sick of You, Merry Monday, with I Gave My Punk Jacket to Ricky, and
we'll just say she has a backup band. We can't say them on air.
She does. She does. That was a very nice block of Peel punk out of the box.
And then the Galinsky Brothers with Bloody, and one thing that's interesting, since John was putting this box together and he passed away in 2004, we don't really know what some of these records are doing in the box. One of the records we left off, for instance, is Sheena Easton's Morning Train, a.k.a. 925. There are some questionable choices in there, and some sentimental ones, ones that I mentioned earlier meant a great deal to him as a youngin. It's the first record he ever bought, things they listened to in high school and fresh out of college. But then there are things that are auspiciously missing from this list. And, you know, he's known for his Peel sessions, which he recorded and released. And, for instance, The Fall, out of the 27 years John Peel was on the air, he recorded them 23 times, and yet not one Fall 7-inch made it into this box. But in fairness, The Fall did have their very own shelf in his home. There's thoughts that he maybe would have given them their very own box. They were that important. There's so many punk, post-punk bands like New Order, Joy Division, Susie and the Banshees, Smiths, Pulp. Well, not that they're more Britpop, but there are a lot of bands that he helped break their careers wide open, and they never appear in this box. And I don't know, maybe he meant to eventually get to them and never had a chance to. But it's interesting to kind of ponder what is missing and why, and what would have been the complete John Peel box. How many records would there have been? But in some ways, it's sort of special that it's limited, because it makes, I don't know, makes it more interesting. It makes you think a little bit harder about what is there to listen to and check out. So we are heading into, goodness, the last half an hour or 40 minutes of the show. And if you're just tuning in, we are Cause and Effect, where we pick one artist and trace their musical roots. Tonight's sort of a special variation of this theme because it's John Peel's birthday. He was probably one of the most influential radio DJs in the history of rock and roll. I think that's fair to say, right?
Oh, indeed.
He not only did radio and was syndicated all over the world, he also did television. We had mentioned that he did radio, his own record labels. He was a wonderful writer. He was involved in so many things. And I think one sort of special element that we haven't even touched upon is you have a whole, let's just say all of the UK growing up listening to John Peel, and people like Radiohead or, you know, some even
Blur.
Blur. There's so many bands that grew up listening to him that were exposed to bands that influenced them that they would have never even heard about if it weren't for John Peel bringing him to the air. So, on to the guy who managed to make it into his box nearly 20 times over, and that would be Mr. Jack White from the White Stripes. He's been in so many variations of projects and offshoots. So there aren't just a kajillion White Stripes records. There are also many of his offshoot bands, and one of which being among the rarest of Jack White records, and that's the Upholsterer's record, which is pre-White Stripes. And I was fortunate enough to own this record once upon a time. It will probably be the one record that I'll curse myself for selling. But before I did sell it, I did manage to record the song, so it's kind of exciting that I get to share them on air. So these are two songs that are squished together very quickly, within a 3-minute plus time period. And that's I Ain't Superstitious, Backed with Pain. And it was on Sympathy for the Record Industry that came out in 2000. So you're going to hear quite a bit of Jack White within the set. Kenny, you want to add anything?
No, let's hear the Upholsterers.
Let's do it.
Dodge me in the rock. Tune into the British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LP FM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
WRIR, radio for the rest of us. Radio for the rest of us. WRIR, radio for the rest of us. Radio for the rest of us. Listen to
WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl with Kenny. This is Cause and Effect. We are celebrating DJ John Peel's birthday. Kenny, why don't you talk about what we just heard?
Gosh, I had no idea the WRIR song was in John Peel's record box. Sorry, bad joke. We just heard a Jack White-centric block with the White Stripes, the Big Three Killed My Baby, the Henchmen, featuring Jack White with some other guy, the Greenhorns, Shadow of Grief, and I know Greenhorns have done some stuff on Third Man, I believe, so there's another.
They are friendly with the White
yep.
Man.
The White Man. The White Man. And the Upholsterers with I Ain't Superstitious, beautifully transitioned into Pain. You know, I think this is a pretty interesting block of music in terms of the fact that Peel was still pretty relevant in what was going to be a tastemaker of sorts with this block of late 90s, early 2000s rock and roll. And I think we really touched on the fact of how big a deal it was to be played on Peel's show. Truly a career jump starter for a lot of people.
I mean, you could be played on Peel because he had such a huge listening audience, suddenly be transitioned to pop, Top of the Pops within a couple of weeks, and then boom, your band is huge.
I'd say that's fair. I mean, I think, you know.
And for American artists, too, when he got behind somebody like Nirvana, you know, really the whole grunge scene, he was, you know, the first man to play this stuff on air, and then suddenly everybody was really excited to check out the White Stripes, and suddenly NME and Melody Makers writing about them, and it sort of snowballs from there. So if you have Peel's seal of approval, it means something.
Indeed.
And we talked a little bit about what was missing from the box, and there are some more of his favorite bands, like Captain Beefheart, Kevin Coyne, Country Joe. He was crushed out on the singer from Altered Images. He loved the Cocteau Twins, Loudon Wainwright, The Faces, Wedding Present. So there are so many other genres, too, that he didn't have a chance to necessarily represent deeply. But I think we also didn't talk about some of the careers he helped start. He really backed, besides The Misunderstood, which we played earlier on, T-Rex was, he was a huge, huge fan. David Bowie, which I think there was some personal resentment as Bowie kind of climbed to the top. He felt that Bowie sort of abandoned him as a friend, and that hurt his feelings, I think, pretty deeply. They talk about that in some of the documentaries. He was a huge fan of bands like Led Zeppelin. It's hard to imagine a time period where that wasn't heard on the radio every day.
Or Elton John.
Yeah. I mean, just that list of ridiculously important classic rock bands goes on and on from the and enters Paul from Paul's Boutique, who's singing. He doesn't realize we're on air. Hi, Paul. Welcome. And if you're just tuning in, this is Cause and Effect. Paul's Boutique is up next, starting at 9 o'clock. And we're talking about just the huge influence that John Peel has had on rock and roll, not just from America, but from the UK. And because his show was syndicated all over the world, he kind of had a huge hand in affecting what youngins liked all over the planet. And I think they said when he passed away, the highest listening ship or demographic of his listeners were they were all teenagers.
That's correct.
So here's a man who, I guess he was in his 50s when he passed away.
65.
That's right, 65. And he was still knowing exactly and tuned into what teenagers wanted to hear. I love that about him. So what are we going to start this next set off with?
All right, final grouping of songs of the night. We'll begin with the Anemic Boyfriends, Guys Are Not Proud.
This is such a great song. They're a band, believe it or not, from Alaska in 1980. They released two singles and then vanished. Super mysterious and making the record super collectible.
Guys are disgusting. They're always lusting. sheep.
Bye.
You hot beer.
Yes, sir. It's something for you.
WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. I'm Lightning's Girl. This has been another inspiring to me version of Cause and Effect, celebrating John Peel's birthday and his extra special record box. He had 20,000 plus LPs, kajillions of singles and CDs, but he had put aside this little box of records. Unfortunately, didn't get to finish it because he passed away suddenly, but we are left with 148 records. We played a large portion of them tonight, I guess about a third of them, and I'd like to thank Kenny for joining me on air tonight for really, I guess, what I could call my hero of radio. So what did we just hear?
We just heard Max Romeo with It's Simple Out There, Andy Cap with Papa Top, the Anemic Boyfriends with Guys Are Not Proud, and we are currently listening to The Upsetters with Keycard.
And we both have favorite songs from the set, so which was your favorite John Peel record box song?
I think kind of humorous that Andy Cap Papa Top, the quasi ska, reggae s track really spoke to me for some reason, and another track that didn't make the cut, but there's a Dirt Bombs song.
Ooh, yeah.
On the flip side of a White Stripes 45.
I had trouble finding a good version of that one. I found one and it didn't sound nice enough to play on air. It was kind of rough. Sorry.
No worries. Well, Cedar Point 76, it actually is from right near, that song's about a place near where I grew up, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very special.
I think my favorite song out of the set was The Move, I Can Hear the Grass Grow, though the Yardbirds track, Happenings 10 Years Time Ago, was pretty amazing too. So cutting edge ahead of its time, considering the year it was released. So we're on to the last two songs, and I'm pretty sure if you're a John Peel fan and are familiar with them, you can probably guess what the last two songs will be. So Kenny, do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, why don't we jump right into the fall with Rauschy Rumble and.
And there's a reason why we play this, even though they're not technically in John Peel's record box, and really this was about the record box. They're still one of his favorite bands of all time. I think we said earlier, in the 27 years that Peel was on air doing Peel sessions, the fall recorded 24 of them. So we're going to hear Rausch Rumble, and then we'll pop in one last time to celebrate the ultimate John Peel song.
Rumble, and that's Rumble.
Yeah! Another song that feels great to hear. I don't know, it's sort of the way I hear songs sometimes is the way I think people experience meals. Things just taste good to my body, but it's for my ears. I don't know how to put it better than that.
I'm sure that's how like a touchdown feels.
Yes, another weird sports thing that I will never really fathom exactly. Personally. So let's talk about this final song.
It's the ultimate Peel, quintessential John Peel track. Three copies of this existed in the box, along with the original one sent to him from the band with a handwritten note thanking him for playing the song. A bunch of young lads in the late 70s. And gosh, where are they from?
Is it Ireland?
Ireland,
or right?
Ireland, Scotland. Gosh. Look at us not having the adequate notes.
Irish.
Okay. Boom. At any rate, lyrics from this track are on Peel's tombstone, which...
You know you love a band when you actually put lyrics on your tombstone. Like, that's a guy who really loves not just music, but this band.
Exactly. So that happened shortly afterwards on his tombstone in 2008. A couple of copies were on there.
And what were the lyrics that are on his tombstone?
They are teenage dreams, so hard to beat. So without further ado, I'm assuming some of you who are listening, if you know those words, know what this is.
You should sing along with us because we'll be singing
here.
It's
going to be really loud in here. This is the Undertones with Teenage Kicks. And as Peel would say, good night and good riddance.
Good night.
So good. I wanna hold her tight.